everybody. It is Melanie Mitro and Katie Ersta, and we are the hosts of the Make She Cap'n podcast. And this podcast is for you, friend. We're going to dive into the skills, mindset, and systems you need to build a successful social media presence, and it supports your business goals. All right, and I am Melanie Mitro, one of the co-hosts, and I have left my full-time career in early intervention to be a stay-at-home mom, and I'm seriously craving something more.
All right, and I'm Katie. I am a stage 4 cancer survivor. I absolutely love all things storytelling, and I was a teacher who truly just wanted to get the groceries paid for. Never in a million years did I see what would happen with this business.
Oh my gosh, and here we are, 10 years later, and we have built multi-million dollar businesses from our laptop, from our kitchen tables, basically anywhere that you have Wi-Fi. And the cool part is now we get to teach other people how to do the same.
So just two female entrepreneurs who are wives, moms, and we're also besties who want to take you on the journey right alongside us to help you build a business that you love and a life that you desire.
All right, so come on in, check out today's episode.
Hey everyone, it's Katie and Melanie of the Make She Cap'n podcast. And today we are going to be talking through one of the most commonly asked questions, which is really something that you and I put a lot of time and emphasis on when it comes to social media. And that is, how do you actually position yourself as an expert in the industry?
All right. I can't believe it, but we are not that far away from summer. In less than a month, the kids are going to be home from school, which means your business hours probably are not going to look the same as they have been looking so far this year. I know I'm already starting to think about when I'm going to work, how I'm going to adjust my goals, how do I need to prepare my social media and my work hours so that I can still move my business forward, reach goals while honoring my priorities, which are absolutely spending quality time with my family. And guess what? I'm going to teach you how to do it too. On a masterclass in just a week, we are going to be teaching you everything you need to know about how to get your business summer ready. Everything from social media and planning and batching content to your time blocking, your calendar, and rearranging your daily to-dos. We're also going to walk you through how to switch up your goals, but not really changing the end goal, just how you get there. You can register by clicking the link below.
Often ask this, they might be newer in business or they're uncomfortable posting on media or really great in person and networking. But when it comes to actually creating a social space, it's a challenge. And so we wanted to give you really four focus areas today to really think about, how am I positioning myself as an expert?
Yeah. And you know, in the audience right now, I know that we probably have listeners that are, you know, maybe you're an employer, and I want to just ask a question, like maybe raise your hand or just nod your head if you are the kind of person that as an employer, you have actually looked up your employees to see if they're on social media, to see like who they are before you've actually hired someone. I know we've done that before, right? Okay, so the second question is, I want to know if you are an employer that has actually found somebody that you want to work with on social media before. So you've connected with somebody or you've been referred through a network and you've actually found people to become part of your team because of social media. So I'm sure that you're probably nodding your head right now and you're like, yeah, that is me. I have found people on social media before. I do go kind of check people out. And that's really indicative of 2022 and the way that we actually network with other people.
Right.
Your social media, your media, whether it is Facebook, it can be Instagram or LinkedIn, it really is your modern day resume. It's also a way for you to elevate yourself as a thought leader, right? As a professional, even before you have that title. And so I want to encourage you, if you're listening right now, to number one, go look at your bio, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, and say, all right, am I set up as a professional? If people were to find my page, would I be proud of what I have written there? That's number one. And the second thing is, you really want to start positioning yourself as a professional, just with your profile photo, I know that for you and I, as we mm-hmm. started to build our online presence as a brand, as an influencer, as a company, we really said, okay, we're going to take what was our personal platform, where maybe it was a photo of our family, or it was like our best girlfriends in our profile photo. And now we're going to just elevate it, and we're going to make sure that it's a clear professional photo of ourselves. Mm-hmm, for sure. So that if somebody types in Katie Ersta, Melanie Mitro, they're going to see our face. They're going to be able to tell who we are, not a group photo, right? And they're going to be able to quickly, in, you know, 30 seconds, read our bio and say, oh yeah, I would want to follow her back. She creates business content, or she talks about her, you know, post-cancer journey. Mm-hmm. So really, it's an opportunity for you to establish a connection regardless of your physical location.
Yeah. Right? Well, let's talk about point number two, because that is all about consistent messaging. And this is something that a lot of people in media marketing, they just slightly miss the mark on, because we're taught if you're marketing, you share the products and the services that you have to offer.
Yeah.
But what is interesting is people don't often, they don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And the why isn't about you. It's about the experience that you bring to the table, the experience that you're offering people. That could be from the problem that you resolve for people. That could be the actual how you want people to feel when they use the products or you deliver the service to them. So when you're thinking about, all right, my consistent messaging, you're thinking about a couple of things. You want to think about, how do you want someone to feel when they go to your page? You want to think about, what is the experience that your products and services are going to provide for your potential buyer? And then you also want to ask yourself, what do I want to deliver consistently to that person? We often say here at Chic Influencer, if you sound like a broken record, you're actually doing it right. A lot of times, if we put up a piece of content about something that we offer and then we don't talk about it again, all of that credibility we've spent the time actually bringing and creating, it's gone, because people don't actually get our messaging. They don't hear it over and over and over again.
Right.
It's kind of like when you're watching a commercial or you're watching a TV show and there's a product that keeps getting placed, right? Yeah. So maybe it's a Pepsi, or maybe it's, I don't know, it could be just a bottle of Coke. It could be something that you are familiar with. The more you see it over and over and over again, the more in your mind you start to go, that looks good. Huh, I'm really craving this. I should buy a, and you purchase it. Your marketing message works the same way. So when you think about what you have to offer people, the consistent message that you have, it's not just about what you sell. You're thinking about the experience you provide. From the moment you start putting social media content on, you are a provider. You are serving people. And so you really want to say, what's the consistent message that I want to deliver?
Yeah. And how often you should post too, right? When I think about consistency, sometimes I even think about, okay, the consistent message, but we can't just show up once a month.
No.
We can't just show up, you know, when the sun is shining, you know, really have to establish some sort of consistency in the content you put out there. Otherwise, your followers will never see your content. They won't come back for more.
And I do want to pause on that for a second, because this is where people think in their heads, they immediately start to think, how much time, how much do I need to post on social media? Yep. And it really is up to you. And so for both Melanie and I, we have encouraged people to state what you can commit to, whether that's 3 times a week or 5 times a week, and then you stick with it. And we created the Make Chic Happen time blocker for you to be able to actually put into your time blocker time that you can actually work the business and you can create content for the business.
Yeah. Okay. So now we know consistency is really important. The third point is really just, okay, now we need to get to the point where we're actually creating the content that we're going to use on our media platforms.
Yes.
Because now you're thinking, I want you to start thinking a little bit bigger. So we want to strategically position ourselves as an expert. And there are a couple of ways that you can do this. Mm-hmm. Let's say, you know, you are wanting to maybe, you want to get that promotion, or you would love to network with a certain company so that you can, you know, lock in that contract, or you would love to, you know, I don't know, work with a specific company. Now I want you to think about, what are the skills that you would need to elevate and showcase in order for you to land that contract, that deal, that new role. And so we start to have to say to ourselves, okay, I need to act as if I've already accomplished that thing, as if I need to develop my skill and my confidence in that area. And one of the things that I have always done in my career is I start to create the vision of where I want to go. And I create an affirmation statement, and I'll use the example of the sticky note that's currently on my computer screen right now. And it says, I am a highly sought after keynote speaker. Now, if that's where I want to go in my career, the second question that I'm asking myself is, okay, how am I showing up every day on social media, on media, so that I am actually making connections with people that may hire me to actually speak? So when I'm sitting down to say, all right, what am I going to post on social media throughout the week? It might be, all right, I'm going to show up and I am going to give a portion of my keynote as an Instagram reel or as a 1 to 2 minute video, and I'm going to make a bullet point that it's, so this is actually showcasing my speaking ability. Let's say I'm a mindset coach, right? And so every Thursday I'm going to have the mindset corner, and I'm going to go live at 10 a.m. on Thursdays, and I'm going to give mindset tips because that's what I want to be hired for as, you know, as a public speaker. Another thing could be I am going to give advice about articles that I read, right, in the industry, or things that I've done for my clients. So now I'm showcasing my work. I'm showcasing maybe things that I'm doing. I'm positioning myself and using hashtags in a way that I'm attracting, but also going out and finding other people. And now when that company or that person finds my page, as I'm engaging with it, there's part of my resume right there. Mm-hmm. You can see I'm a speaker. You can see samples of my content. You can hear how I speak as well. You can decide whether or not the marketing message aligns to what you want and have to offer. And that allows, before somebody ever shows up in my inbox asking for that speaking engagement, for them to make a decision as to whether or not I'm a good fit.
Yeah.
And that's really what we want you to think about when it comes to positioning myself as an expert. You can do that if you're in HR. Let's say that you really have a vision of climbing up and being the head of HR. Well, where you're at now, could you start strategically positioning yourself that way on social, right? Giving advice, talking about handling conflict. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of ways, whatever industry that you're in. And one of the techniques that we teach is something called PIES.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm going to talk about that. But I also want to mention too, with what you just said, if you're an employer, what Melanie just shared here is, do you want people to have that drive? Are they showcasing sort of the vision that they are creating and casting for their life, no matter what their outside hobbies are?
Sure,
it's a really great quality that you also want to consider when you're actually hiring someone for a position.
It does.
But I also want to talk about the strategy of implementing very strategic content based on who you can serve and letting people know why you are an expert in the industry. The concept is called, it's an acronym, and we use it in all of our trainings, whether we are doing mentorships or in our community or even on social media. We talk about the word PIES. PIES means to persuade, to inform, to entertain, or to share thoughts and feelings. This is an author's purpose or a marketer's purpose for writing. Every single time you post any type of content, you need to ask yourself, what's the purpose of this piece of content? Am I persuading my audience to do something? And I will include a call to action. I'm telling them to go to the link in my bio. I'm telling them to actually click the shop tab. I'm telling them to go into my stories or to drop a comment. Informing them is teaching them something. As an expert in the industry and with whatever the services or the products that you have to offer, you want to ask yourself, how am I informing or teaching my audience of something? The third strategy, entertaining. This is a really great way to cultivate a connection and really establish a community and also have some fun and show people a different side of your brand. So if, for example, you're a chiropractor, how can you entertain your audience? What are some things that you can show? Maybe a behind the scenes looks into what your practice is like. like, or the staff members who are on board. The last one is sharing your thoughts and feelings. This is where we're calling you to actually be opinionated about the things that matter to you. Now, we strategically think about things that we do outside of what we sell, but what are your opinions on the things that your potential buyer or consumer is most interested in? How can you share those thoughts in a way that empower them to feel at home in the space that you've created on social media? So persuading, informing, entertaining, and sharing thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
And all of this sort of comes full circle when it comes to your media as well. So why don't we talk about that
for a minute? It does. It brings it full circle. And you know, if you're sitting here in the audience and or listening right now and you're thinking, gosh, where do I even start? I think the most important piece of advice we can give you is it's really messy action. Mm-hmm. And I think about how, you know, 10, 11 years ago, as we were launching and we were growing, as we were scaling the business, it was really about just messy action, about putting the, you know, post up and content up and doing these lives and creating these YouTube videos. And they weren't that great, right? Yeah. But it showcased the beginning. And what ended up happening is people started to watch this transformation happen. And people came into the business that we ran 10 years ago in the health and wellness industry, right? They came in as customers, they came in as members of our teams, and some of them even left. Some of them even went off to do other things. And as our business has progressed and as we've launched Chic Influencer and Chic Way Media, it's come full circle because we've built this trust, this credibility in who we are, in what we sell, in what we do, and how we serve.
Well, hey everyone, it is Katie here, and I am interrupting this episode of the Make Chic Happen podcast because I want to address head on one of the most common questions that Melanie and I get, and that is, what does your daily routine look like? And we get asked everything from what books are you reading? What supplements are you taking? What workout are you currently doing? And I get it because success does leave clues, right? But here's the thing. Melanie and I have been on a journey when it comes to our health for over 10 years, and we have learned a lot from our bad habits to our good habits to things that we don't even know below the surface are really happening. And because we both firmly believe that the most important relationship you can ever have is the one you have with your own body. I mean, really, your body is your bestie for the restie, right? It's always on your side. It's fighting battles you don't even know exist. And because of that, I think it's time to ask some questions head on. And those uncomfortable questions are, what am I doing to better take care of myself? What am I doing to ensure I am at peak performance, whether it's in the gym or in my business? And how am I showing up for my body every single day and fighting for it? How am I showing my body that I am on its side? And part of the routine that we have every single day is AG1. Now listen, AG1 has been a legit game changer for us. It's an all-in-one daily drink with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients with prebiotics and probiotics that help increase and enhance nutrient absorption. And it's almost like looking at it as if it's nutritional insurance for you don't know what life's gonna throw at you. And we don't miss a day ever. And because we want you to take better care of you, we want you to be at your peak performance, we're able to share with you a special offer. On top of just AG1, you are also going to receive, when you use the link in the show notes, D3 plus K2, an entire year's supply, as well as 5 free travel packs that make AG1 super simple to take when you are on the go. And if you decide you love it just as much as we do, we can give you 20% off discount because we know that it's the best thing you can do to start your day off. So take advantage of this offer. Simply use the link in the show notes below. Back to the show.
And so even though we offer different services now, we've always maintained these relationships where people know we're the real deal because we are consistently showing up and we're using the PIES acronym and the way we create content, we're engaging. And so now we have people coming back in and they wanna, you know, do business with us again in this new space, and they're off doing their own thing. And it's really cool to just see how when you keep those social channels open and you keep showcasing and highlighting the way that you're evolving, the way you're changing, the opportunities that are coming your way, it will bring people back into your life that you worked with years and years ago. And so we've found that social is not just a way to elevate you and to be found by other people, but it's also a way for people to find you.
I love it. Yes. All right, you guys. So we wanted to share with you, even if before you feel ready, we want to remind you that you are one step ahead of where somebody else is. So you are an expert to somebody. And so by applying these four strategies, we hope that you will begin to see how much of an influencer you really are. So thank you guys for tuning in to this week's episode of the Make Chic Happen podcast. Hey, remember, drop us a review. Let us know your thoughts. If you have something you want us to talk about on social media or in our podcast, let us know. We love hearing from you. All right, you guys, thanks so much.
All right, so if you loved today's episode, make sure you head over to wherever you listen to the episode today and leave us a rating and review. And also, take a little screenshot and tag us on Chic Influencer. We'll feature you in our stories. Plus, we'd love to get your feedback and hear from our listeners. Yep.
Until next week, let's make chic happen.